Gunman Revolution, Volume 3, Episode 99. It's a Thanksgiving in the bunker, and here we are, hiding from our family, talking about politics.
Because what better thing to talk about on Thanksgiving?
I am the revolutionary, politics. And I am joined by...
The Wanderer.
The...
Thespian.
The...
Canadian.
And a fellow traveler.
I don't think I have any.
You're another a fellow traveler.
Fellow traveler number two.
There you go. Yeah. And another fellow traveler.
All of them.
And a disembodied voice of...
The comrade.
There he is. There he is.
Yeah.
The comrade's with his family in an undisclosed bunker up in Georgia. And here we are in Florida, hiding in our bunker ourselves. We had a fantastic meal, the cast and crew and others. Plus, we've been drinking since, like, what, 11 o'clock this morning? What's that, Wanderer?
11:45.
11:45. That's right. We had to wait.
Yeah.
Whoo! So, it has been 306 days since the current...
1 year and 306 days.
1 year and 306 days. Yeah, that's how it works. Thanks. You for keeping me honest, Thespian.
Sorry.
That's I like right. to live in a state of delusion.
I do, too. If it was only 306 days.
No, yeah. That would mean that we had a whole nother year.
Oh,
of shit. And... absolute crap to deal
with. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so wait, I guess we're already in the president's second term then, right?
Yeah, we are. I'm depressed at this point. Hold on.
One, two, three.
Oh, I need this.
Yeah.
You're too good at that sound.
Oh, so I have a Modelo because I'm drinking Mexican beer for the holiday. Wanderer?
I've got a Golden Monkey. It's a local, well, not local, but it's domestic Belgian triple.
There you go.
Because who doesn't like to make bad decisions during the holidays?
It is the way it goes.
Well, you know what? I'm living up to my Georgia roots and drinking good old Bud Light.
Yeah!
Whatever. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's
light.
Fine.
It's light. It's
And it's your bud.
It's my bud.
It is your bud, yeah.
Right. My BFF.
Rice and formaldehyde have never hurt anybody.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely correct. Fellow traveler, what are you drinking?
I am also drinking Modelo
there
because
you go.
I've been drinking all damn day.
That's how it works. And up, that's strike one. All right, so. Yeah.
I don't know any of the rules.
It's
also,
okay.
There's this large piece. What is this? It's right here.
It holds the pop screen.
I'm the only one.
We all have it.
It's just placed better.
Yeah, it's there on purpose to make sure that you strike out. Those are our ones that are there. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be striking hard all night.
Yes.
Probably. But once you get three strikes, you shotgun a beer. So
yeah, we're all good.
Great. Well, you know what I'm real good at? Shotgun and beer. So
fantastic.
Yeah. Canadian, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a beer from. Can I say? I can say the people.
Yeah, you can.
Right? Left hand. It's called Death Before Disco.
There you go. And fellow traveler,
something red and delicious.
It is a wonderful Bordeaux. It is. Yeah.
Left hand is great. Have you ever been to their brewery?
No.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's in Colorado. It's right off the Left Hand River, which is why they're called Left Hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they get probably the most beautiful sunsets up there that I have ever seen.
Nice. I should go.
Wow. And look like what is in my other hand.
What is that?
This is Remy Martin's 1798.
1783.
83? That's a good year. Oh, that's the same year as not our Constitution.
Yep.
Oh, indeed. It's
something
not...
about Louis the 15th or something.
Oh, you know.
But there were Federalist letters and all kinds of things circulating there about.
Wait, are we about to break into Hamilton?
Hold on, comrade.
I don't even know.
What are you drinking?
The Boonehaven Islay single malt Scotch whiskey aged 12 years.
Damn. Oh, that's a family thing. You're so fancy.
Yeah. I was like, who? I was like, who? I was like, oh yeah.
It's hard to remember that there's an actual ghost in here.
and that's spelled Bunahunahunahunaheim, right?
Basically. Right. Yeah.
So we now have
you look at it and try to read it. You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. Yeah.
We now have the comrade sock puppet, so you can get a...
We got it.
Comrade sock puppet.
Comrade sock puppet.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Wait. You need to add a beard.
Right.
Make sure it's got weird hair.
So it has been all of this time, and
nothing's happened.
Well, actually, this past week we did have the announcement that in the state of Florida, the elections were
finalized
and decided.
Oh no!
It's fine though, right? Hey, that's democracy at work.
It and is. That asshole Rick Scott, no longer governor of Florida and no longer my boss. So fuck you, Rick Scott. You're an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Is now a senator. So, but no longer in control of anything in my life. So fuck you, Rick Scott.
Yeah. Although, the Senate
and I just
keeps
took
on the
both
same track.
Of those strikes.
Yeah, that's true.
I will
all
take
right.
both of those strikes.
I think the guy replacing him may actually be worse.
Yeah, well, hey.
Oh, yeah. And of course, Don Ron.
Yeah.
Basically the governor who now is a racist. He ran a racist Facebook group. And he is openly racist about things. I'm sure, you know, he'll do a great job as governor, but I can't speak out against him because he's my boss.
Yeah, but I can.
Yeah, he'll fit in to that new plantation house. That's his.
His head is incredibly tiny in comparison to the rest of his body.
That's how everybody looks on camera.
He has a normal sized head. It's just that, you know, the
normal
camera.
Small now.
Yeah.
Oh,
small is the new normal.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
So I want to first start out this show with saying what we are all thank. No, I'm not going to do that.
No, please don't.
No.
I'm thankful for this podcast.
We already did that with our beer introduction.
We did. I am thankful for drinking at this point. Yeah.
We could be
always thankful for Bud Light.
Really political on all our thank yous.
Oh, we could.
I do that every week.
Like I am Instagram friends with a young lady in college who Instagrammed a bunch of things about how what we are actually living on is stolen land. And we should really research whose land it is we're stolen and what happened to them, so we can really appreciate, what we're thankful for.
I wonder how do we go about to find that?
She gave a website.
Well, I was taught that this land is my land and this land is your land.
Yeah, but it's not it's
California
not, it's not
to the New York
land.
Islands.
Islands, yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
From the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters.
This land was made
for you and
no,
me.
No, it wasn't made for any of us. Yeah. We didn't even discover it. There were people here already. Yeah.
This place was here
already.
Already.
Did you see the president's tweet about that today?
No.
No. What is it? What does it say?
He made a statement, of course, because it's a holiday, and he said, quote, "The more than 100 pilgrims who arrived at Plymouth, Massachusetts on the Mayflower instilled in our nation a strong faith in God that continues to be the beacon of hope for all Americans."
But wait, isn't it a separation of church and state? What do you mean, beacon of hope?
He also had a few other choice things to say this morning.
You know what he was thankful for, though?
For nothing that's really important.
He was thankful that he was here to save us all.
Yes.
Are you...
No.
Are you kidding?
He was thankful that he was able to make America better than it was now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm very thankful
for myself.
Himself. Yes. Yeah. Quite true.
Pardon me while I add my strikes in here for saying the F word. Hold on.
Did he say
that?
I said it twice.
You can go ahead and add one for me, but fuck that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thespian. There we go. Right.
I didn't expect anything different, but it still is. You kind of, in the back of your head, hope for something different.
Why? Yeah. Again, how does anybody who could have possibly voted for him think that that is okay?
Hold on.
Now.
Wait.
Wouldn't he be thankful for himself? He's done great for our economy. He's improved jobs. Our job rate's great. Our economy is great. The stock market was great until it leveled out. And other countries have more 15%. Respect for us. We've taken the money back from China.
Yes, China.
Poopy sacks.
Gotcha. Yeah, that whole countries have more respect for us thing, I think, is a lie.
No, that's the fake news.
Oh, yeah, no. That's not fake news. Who told you
that wasn't fake news? The fake news?
Fake news!
No,
that's
just not
wanting
to...
Well, if you just paid attention to the White House press briefings, then you'd know everything you needed to know once a month when they happen.
Everybody is a liar, you have to assume everything they do
not
is
not everybody.
Lying.
No, there's
everybody
a few
the
good reputable news organizations, a few websites we can list for you.
No, I meant in the White House. So you can't listen to the White House because they're proven liars over and over again. So you can't trust them.
Well, who proved that?
Whoa, whoa.
facts.
Whoa. Those Obama judges?
Those are your alternative facts. It must have been the Ninth Circuit judges that are determining that.
Yes. California judges, they determined it.
Yeah.
Those Obama judges.
That's why it's burning to the ground.
Yeah.
What happened to thankful? Were we thankful?
Were we being thankful?
I am thankful that my ancestors stole this land from the natives.
Oh. No, wrong one. This land was made for you and me.
So what are you thankful for, fellow traveler?
I'm quite thankful for our ancestors who shipped your ancestors over.
Yes, we did. Yes, we actually were the people. We were shipping.
We owned the boats.
Yeah, we ran the boats. Yeah. Wanderer.
What about? Ancestry?
I don't know if it was the same. I don't know if it's the same boat, but I'm not feeling good right now. I'm getting a look. We should move on. Move on from the idea of the boats.
We got our 40 acres and a mule.
Actually, you did.
Yeah, we've been over this already.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, yeah. You did get your 40
not that
acres.
I quite go to it, but that's fine because. I don't. What am I going to do with 40 flooping acres?
That's true.
We've got some lovely pale folk farming out for us now.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well done.
How the tables have turned.
Yeah. Rock on, rocker.
At least that's what I hear.
And you're thankful for the for that?
For the pale folk. Yeah.
No.
Not really. I don't care. No. Doesn't directly
I'm interested to hear what the comrade's thankful for. What's the comrade thankful for?
That he can get and drink scotch in his bedroom
that
while
he's got a locked
hiding
door.
From his family.
Hiding from his family.
Yeah.
You beat me to it.
I know you way too well on this one. You know, the comrade's birthday is coming up in a few days.
Oh, what?
I know.
Yeah, it'll be on Monday. So, yeah, so we have him.
I thought we weren't going to do that, though. This thing.
Celebrating him.
Bullshit.
it's sarcastic
thing. Okay, fine. How about her emails? Can we talk about her emails?
I'm so thankful for her emails.
At least she didn't delete them.
Wait. She we're talking about Ivanka now, right? Both
yes, we're going to talk about her emails.
Oh, great.
So.
Lock
her up. Lock him up. Lock them all up. Lock up Hillary. Lock up everybody. Lock up anybody who's got emails who are on a bad server. You know, it drives me. What?
Never mind.
Oh. But it's true, right? I mean, the biggest problem here is that all of those hypocrites that are on the president's side.
Where's
who voted for
Trey
the president,
Gowdy investigating Ivanka for her private email server use?
Because that's where we are right now, isn't it? And when that story came out in the Washington Post, of course, the president has not commented on it at all.
Of course.
Not one word.
Of course not. Yeah.
You know, because...
I wouldn't expect him to.
Well, here we have the first lady utilizing the, her own private email assert.
Wait, hold on. This is Ivanka, right?
The first lady.
As opposed to the wife of the president.
Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. All right.
Long. Comrade?
What?
Yeah. Long-standing joke. All right, so...
Okay. But also, isn't Ivanka from Ivana, not Melania?
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. The comrade lost audio on the call.
Oh, all right. So no.
Let's see if we can get him back in here. All right. Good. Keep going. I got him.
So yeah.
Oh well. Now I'm done. That was just my.
Oh, that's
was,
all.
I just posed that question. That out of the three wives he's had, because nobody cares about Marla. It's
Marla Maples.
Yeah. Oh. She was part of it. She was. She,
well, didn't she have Tiffany?
Yeah, I think.
And Eric.
I think those are hers.
Yeah.
The older ones are hers.
I wasn't at both of those. Yeah.
Well, he's got four kids and three wives, so one of them had to double up.
That's true.
Right.
Ugh. One of them had sex with him twice.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Actually, two. Because Melania hasn't had.
No, she's got Baron.
She had Baron.
No. Oh, okay.
I see.
Unfortunately, she wasn't Baron. Oh, no.
Yeah. The way that works is she had Baron and now she's Baron.
Has had and now sex she's at least twice, married
she scowls
to Melania,
all the time.
But only once with her.
Right. Oh, once was
so
enough.
Weird.
Oh.
That's so weird. Can
you believe him?
He paid
$130,000. Can produce that?
He paid $130,000 to have, one encounter with Stormy Daniels. Mm-hmm. How much did he spend to have all of this time with his wife, Melania?
Half his
stuff? Yeah, no, I mean New York.
No, they're pretty nuptials.
I'm still.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure.
I bet they have things.
That's just so that he didn't get half her stuff because she had her own money.
She did. Yes, she does.
She just needed to be a citizen.
Yeah.
She needed
she had immigration problems.
Wow.
Well, because for her family, so her parents could stay over.
And they are naturalized. Yeah, the chain migration that happened with her family. That's right. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, so that's fine. That's how it works. It's the American dream.
Everybody got there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever coming back. No. I lost him.
Oh, no.
That's all right. He can just message us. He can still be a part of the podcast, just like all of our listeners.
Yeah, we tried.
By tuning in on our Facebook live feed.
There it is. Exactly. This is what happens every time we have a remote person, is after the first like 15 minutes of the podcast, like, boop, and gone.
I'd probably sign out if I was remote, too.
Maybe his parents found him.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe the government found him and cut off his ability to talk to him.
That's more possible in Georgia than
unsecure
it is down here.
Unsecure bunker.
So.
Yep, in the alternative bunker.
See? Mm-hmm. And that's why you use official channels.
That's right.
And official email channels. Servers.
That's right.
To send sensitive information like
right.
that.
Right, except back to what we were talking about, Ivanka did not do that. She used personal emails.
But here's the thing. Maybe she just didn't know.
Right. What I was thinking. She could just be dumb as a box of rocks.
It's not like anybody ever commented on using personal emails for official business
at all, ever.
2 years
before,
beforehand.
Right.
Sure, it wasn't a briefing or anything.
Father cutting on the last administration for that happening at all. Yeah.
But, she's not on payroll. She's not White House personnel. She's just an intern.
How do interns
need to send sensitive White House information around?
They have an email account. That's what they send it around.
Really? Interns?
Yep.
Man.
And it's secure. You can't be a White House intern without having security clearance, right?
Yeah, I think you can, actually. Yeah,
I think you can.
I think Jared actually
speaks without any security clearances right now.
That was the thing.
Maybe it was an accident, you guys. Maybe she was just sending emails on her phone. And she didn't realize it was linked up to the wrong... She just picked the
switched
wrong...
Switched accounts.
I mean, I have three emails on my phone. So maybe she just picked the wrong account for it to go. And then her phone was also insecure because she didn't use...
The right phone.
...the phone that she received. And she just picked the wrong one. Maybe it was just a total oversight.
It's totally possible that happened, but...
Yeah.
It still happened.
Lock her up.
Lock her up.
Lock them all up.
Yeah.
And see, this is on the One Man Revolution podcast, we say the same thing. Lock everyone up. Lock up Hillary. Lock up the president. Lock up Ivanka. Lock up anybody who did all of these things. Because if it is a problem in the government, then let us apply the rule to everyone.
Right.
Set an example.
So that it's actually...
Because unless there's a consequence to it, people will still continue to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, our governor did exactly the same thing, or our former governor.
He's still governor. No, he's former governor. He actually, once he applied for Senate...
Oh, he resigned?
He had to resign.
Well, he didn't resign, but it's a thing where he becomes former governor.
Okay.
Yeah, because because his term is over after two terms.
Yeah, but I thought that was in January or something.
Oh, you know, Rick Scott's an asshole.
Widely circulated, though, that Pence did the same thing. Yep. That story came out quite some time ago.
But I do think it's interesting that, for example, in Georgia, that the Secretary of State did not have to do that to run for governor.
No. That whole case up there is just that. I think that's an illegitimate governorship that he won.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because how can you against what her name is Stacey Adams, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
How can you run
Stacey Abrams?
Abrams. Yeah. How can you run a political campaign when you are basically the supervisor of elections? How can you run a gubernatorial campaign and have it be fair?
Right.
I mean, there's
exactly.
no way
that would
fair.
Just be a biased thing. That to step down from your position as Secretary of State,
right?
To make it a fair fight. If he had done that right off the bat, it might have been a little bit more well received.
Even if he was just an honest guy, which he's not.
Clearly
even
not.
If he wasn't trying to skew the election, which he did.
Yeah.
Not stepping down. is bad form. It allows people to say that election was not right.
Right. But if he had stepped down, he might not have won.
That's right. True.
No.
And what's worse for him, looking bad or not winning?
Right.
We'll yet to find out what's worse for him.
In his eyes, I guess looking bad is worse.
But he has the job, right?
Not winning.
Looking bad didn't stop him from getting the job. Did
it? He doesn't care about the reputation that he built for himself to get to that position.
Yeah, right. No, that Which doesn't matter.
Exactly same with our...
I'm sorry, I'm calling the comrade.
You're calling. Yeah. We have a phone in.
But
if somebody wants to call in and talk...
Did we get the comrade back?
I don't know, did we?
Oh, yes! Yeah. We got him back. There we go.
Like, if the end goal was achieved, what's to stop him? Like, yeah, it all looks bad, it sounds bad, it is bad, but he got the job.
But that's part of the problem is there needs to be a consequence for.
So maybe his boss should fire him. Who's his boss?
The people of Georgia.
The people of Georgia.
Oh.
Hey, wait, comrade, you're in Georgia.
I am.
Are the people sad or happy?
Are they really happy that Kemp is their governor?
Whose people are we asking?
Georgia people.
Well,
you're in Georgia.
No. See, if you ask my family, they're very happy because Stacey Abrams never had a shot at getting elected because that was all a scam anyways.
Oh, I see.
Exactly. My family would agree.
White popo?
White people.
White people?
I was like, aren't all the popos white? Yeah.
No.
No.
Not
There's
Georgia.
Two others.
Not Georgia. Yeah. Isn't like 60% not white in Georgia?
Yeah. Wait, 60% of the population or the employed people?
Oh, the people who are actually on the rolls who can spell their names.
Comrade, what is the argument that your family is making saying that this is a scam or was this election was a scam?
Basically, the long and short of it is there is a liberal agenda and a culture war where anything said by the left is evil and designed to destroy the core of America. So if you disagree with their viewpoint, you're the enemy.
That sounds about right.
Said on the right.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Has anybody else seen that Fox News billboard that's around where it's like, is your bad opinion news? Look to the right.
Yes, look to the right to find better opinions.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness.
It's like we do opinions right.
They're making Republicans feel like they've been oppressed and are just under attack. That's how they get them.
But also it's assigning a right versus wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
That we are right and the others are not correct because they are not necessarily that they're left. It's just that they're wrong.
I really also like that we're using the term culture wars because apparently we're phoning back to 1994.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going further back. I mean, we've always said that the president always thought America was great in like 1974, 75.
When he was...
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even...
What was he doing in 1974, 75?
He was going to college.
Was he?
Hey, traveler, get a little closer to the...
Get closer? Is that better?
Yeah.
What was he doing in 1974?
I believe that was when he was still in college, avoiding the draft.
He went to college?
He did go to the college, and he avoided the draft... And he got his dad out of the draft, and then his dad got him out of the draft, and then his dad was like, "Here's $1 million, do what you want with it." And he was like,
$4 billion actually.
Yeah, $4 billion. Yeah,
right. So I'm going to buy all of these buildings, and then I'm going to let them all go bankrupt and whatever. But
it's a strategy.
So his dad gave him $1 million loan. That's
right.
On
that
the
was
table.
The initial. Yeah.
But he also was on the payroll for about $1 million a year
right.
for the entire time
since he was like eight.
Yeah.
Since he was like 8 years old,
so
he was
it's not
a millionaire.
Like there's this one obvious. Oh, here's $1 million. Make yourself a man. And then there's all of the $1 million a year that he was getting
self-made.
Yeah.
But you guys make it sound like money laundering is illegal or something.
Well,
I mean, washing your money in the laundry machine.
It's clean. Yeah, it's clean
it
money,
just
sir.
It cleans off all the cocaine. Yeah. So
it smells like Downy. Who doesn't like Downy smelling cats?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's how
I
you tell it's
a I'm a Snuggie fan.
So, yeah,
I personally like no perfume on my stuff, so... I don't have
As
any
the
of that.
But
you need some more shame to wash away.
Do
then.
Love me some laundry, some clean laundry.
As the only one here that actually lives in New York currently, I can tell you definitively that the only people who actually wash their stuff in a washing machine, especially in their home, are people who are... Oh, we can't curse, can we?
Yeah.
You can if you want to, but you get a strike.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Who are
Filthy?
Who are very rich.
You can say the word filthy.
Very, very. The rest of us.
Yes, filthy.
I think there was another F word in front of
there. Was, yeah.
The rest of us wash our skivvies in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love my kitchen sink. It's great for that.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's humongous.
Although I can also tell you from personal experience that washing money in the kitchen sink does get it cleaner. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
Kitchen sinks.
Yeah, but I don't think you can. You really call that laundry, or is that just washing? I mean, do you launder your dishes, or you just wash them?
Ooh, that's a good. That's an excellent question.
That's like money washing,
money fondling,
money cleaning,
money cleansing. Scrubbing,
cleansing. Oh,
can we not talk about cleansing?
That sounds ethnically right. I think that ethnically sounds correct. Wait, no, hold on. That's probably not right. Yeah.
I feel like I don't have enough beer for this.
You had two when we started.
Nah, I had like...
It's Bud Light.
And
how many beers is that really?
That's they're like little baby beers.
Like little baby, so like 3%.
So it's, cute.
It's basic.
And water. Also I had like a quarter of one before we started.
Well.
Took us a minute.
That's what we call poor planning.
Yeah.
I know. I had enough to open it on air, so it's fine.
I did that part wrong.
That's okay. You're new.
It's your first time.
It is my first time. It's fine. Be gentle with me.
That's not how this podcast works.
Not at all. They weren't that at all.
You're forged in fire here.
All right. Yeah. I'm just jumping in the deep end.
Yeah. That's cool.
So Jim Acosta got his press credentials back since last week. Oh, that Ninth Circuit. That's what we did. What happened.
They're causing bedlam and mayhem.
Obama judges.
Yeah, but the funny part was the judge that ruled for Jim Acosta to get his credentials back was appointed by the president.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that couldn't be. Then he'd just be ruling Republican, right? Because that's how judges work.
No.
Republicans appoint them, and then they're just Republican judges.
That's only Supreme Court judges.
Judges go on a party system. It's not even. Oh, that's rude too. Ignorant Canadians.
Is that how that works?
That's not how it's supposed to work. And that's what the bar system is actively fighting against. We're like, no, there are no partisan judges. We're not Republican. We're not Democrats. We're just judicial. We rule on.
But again, we follow up on our show on Friday, which was that Jim Acosta followed the president to Europe. And was allowed to report on him in Europe as a stalker for CNN. And then he gets to come back home.
Maybe you should try that route. Be like, oh, man, this guy is stalking me. I need a restraining order. He can't be within 1,000 feet of my house.
But there are new rules for the press corps who come into. There are four new rules for the press corps. To come and actually go to any of the press conferences.
Okay. What are they? Please tell me.
Questions.
What's that? Comrade?
Rule number one, no questions.
Yes, literally rule number one is no questions.
What the hell is that?
So you can't ask questions now, rule number
but
one.
But you're correct. A reporter.
Don't speak unless spoken to.
What is that?
That is literally the second one is no speaking unless you're spoken to. All right.
An intern tries to take your microphone and you fight back, that's assault.
Right. And we can
rule number three. Okay, got it.
So here they are. A journalist called upon to ask a question will ask a single question. And then we'll be asked to yield the floor to other journalists. So no follow-ups. You can ask a question, no follow-ups. The second one is at the discretion of the president or other White House taking questions. A follow-up question or questions may be permitted. And where a follow-up question has been allowed and asked, the questioner will then yield the floor. So you can ask a question and then ask a follow-up. But regardless, you have to yield the floor.
And that's you can only ask the follow-up if it's been allowed by the president or any other White House member who's being questioned.
And then the words yielding the floor are then defined in this rule, which says includes, when applicable, physically surrendering the microphone to White House staff for use for the next question.
What a low blow.
When are they going to add Rule 5?
And then rule four, which is take them out and shoot them.
That's the first salute and then
shoot. Yeah, and then shoot them. And then the last one, the fourth rule is failure to abide by any of the first three rules may result in suspension or revocation of your pass. So if we don't like the questions you're asking, you're gone.
Yeah.
If we don't like how fast you give the microphone up, you're gone. If we don't like your follow-up question, you're gone. That's how this works now.
Salute and shoot, people.
Yep, that's how it is. Salute and shoot. So, and again, everybody in this room who is now completely and utterly quiet, including the comrade who's in Georgia, it's important for us to remember that by putting out these rules, they're not stopping the free press. They are regulating the free press in press conferences. They're not saying you can't ask questions. They're saying we're limiting how you can ask questions.
Right.
So therefore, they're trying to skirt around the First Amendment.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Sure. It's completely. So
I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that when you try to hold the press like this, what you're doing is poking the bear. You're not fixing the problem. What you're doing is you're looking like you have to hide something and press.
Oh, you're breaking up, comrade. Actually, hold on, comrade. Hold on. Get closer to the. Yeah. get closer to the.
Right up on it. You've seen the picture.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Just
well,
put
no,
it
no.
In your mouth.
No. I think everyone else in your house is using all the internet.
At the same time, though, comrade, I think that part of the point of that is that it invites response. And it's really easy to point and say, look how bad this is. Look how awful this response is. Look, we were right. The press is bad. After you've, quote unquote, poked the bear.
Yep.
And gotten the bear angry.
That's a good point.
Oh, and... Yep, I think we lost him.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. All right, good.
We'll say something.
Yeah. I mean, it leaves room for, see, we put these rules in place for a reason. See, we were right. See, this was the purpose. This was actually the right thing to do. And look at this awful response that we've gotten. We're being attacked, and then democracy is being attacked.
They can't even follow a simple courtesy request.
Exactly.
Right. And
how dare they?
Let's also not forget that any question that the president has ever been asked, he's actually never been able to fully answer that one question. He circumvents all around it. You know,
he can't focus on it.
Right. And I'm almost positive that it's because he is, you know, halfway through his first sentence, he has then forgotten what the actual question is.
Oh, he loses track of
so he just tries to, you know, just cover his ass, and he's not good at it at all.
Well, but this didn't start with questions being posed directly to the president. This happened in like regular press briefings with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. But regardless, I think that it is a very low blow to put those kinds of rules and regulations on any kind of journalism.
Phase four.
Oh. Yep.
Wait,
yeah,
this
there
is
we
a
go.
Phases?
Phase four.
No, this is the phase four of
establishing of an authoritarian control over a democratic
there
system.
There we go. Yeah.
Establish a de facto control over media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Phase four.
Right, but...
Welcome to all of our friends. You know how high the grass grows in Germany? About here.
Oh.
Yep.
About
right
about
there.
Sig high?
About sig high right here. Where's Kyle? Oh, he's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's
do I
a
need
level
to go
we're
over
at?
Theater at etiquette again?
Oh, no.
What's five? Just so I'm ready for it. What's
five is the direct and forceful intimidation of all resistance. Yeah.
It's coming.
It's there.
Worry.
He does it all the time.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I think we skipped five, like skipped four then and have gone back
we're just
to
all
it.
Around, like one, two, three,
when four started
reporting
on
five, three.
Yeah, five's the new
when
three.
When four started seven. Reporting on five, they're like, oh, man, we missed a step somehow. We weren't supposed to get this much resistance.
Wait. Yeah. Going too fast.
The president doesn't like us comparing his regime to the regime in 1938 that took over Poland and Austria and Czechoslovakia.
Of course.
And others. He doesn't like that. So he's a brand new type of dictator.
Yeah, because this won't is 85
I'm
years
not going
later.
To. I'm not going to compare him to the Nazis at all, ever.
New
he's a
improved.
Brand new type of dictator.
New and improved.
New and improved. Yeah.
The 2018.
Yeah.
With flavor crystals.
And now with crunchies.
Yeah. And pop rocks.
Yeah. More and more pop rocks.
Interestingly, I spent some time with a German last week, mm-hmm. and he's talking about the government, and he was very appealing, the whole idea of their bus systems are running beautifully.
Oh, they do. They run great.
So, and it came to the topic of our president and their government and their political parties, and they are very concerned in Germany right now that the conservatives, the far right, have reached a...
Did you hear that?
That was
a boomy
noise.
It's fine. We're all good.
We're good. We're fine. We're not going to die.
That's bombs outside the bunker. We're all fine. We're far below the ground. I'm sure things are fine. The generator's running. We're all good.
Yeah. I believe their far right has reached about 16 to 18% in popularity, and they're very concerned that it's our government or our president that
it
is encouraging.
Absolutely.
It's Steve Bannon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And whoever funds Bannon and Brexit and all of that.
Yeah, Breitbart.
They're extraordinarily concerned. It's like, we didn't have this many of these people. You know, I said, no, because our government for a very long time stifled those people in your country. So we said, no, you can't have them. But now they are being encouraged.
Well, I mean, the Germans are unapologetically against what happened during the Second
World
War.
Absolutely. Well,
and it's very difficult for the folks. And I watched a wonderful little special about the individuals who are looking at the war. You know, during we have Veterans Day. They have Armistice Day. And Armistice Day is a time to look back on all of the fallen soldiers. And the unfortunate part about the German people is it's like, yeah, we have a lot of fallen soldiers. Our soldiers did really horrible things and they were ordered to do those horrible things. Mm-hmm. And so they are trying to still, after all of these years, come to grips with the idea that here we are. Yes, we lost people. We lost, you know, we lost family members. We lost all this to Allied soldiers, but we have to admit that we were wrong.
It's a difficult,
and it's not a problem for them, by the way.
It's a very difficult way to grieve, though.
Yeah, traveling around Germany it's wonderful because when you see all of the, you know, the museums, they are unapologetic about we were wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we're not going to apologize. We murdered people. We were wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, whether it's in the museums in Berlin, whether it's in Hamburg, wherever it's
in Berlin, the what we call the Holocaust Memorial isn't called that.
No,
it's called the Memorial to the Murdered Jews of Germany.
Of Germany, it is.
No mincing words.
And it's haunting.
It's haunting.
Yeah.
The memorial that is there is haunting. There is it's a series of large stone blocks, mm-hmm. which you walk into it. Mm-hmm. And as you walk into it, you become lost.
Yeah.
And you cannot see. There could be 100 people in there, and you cannot see another person in that memorial.
And it goes down, and the blocks get taller. And it's very intimidating.
And you can, like, you know, clap, and there's no echo because of the way that they're built. And it's like, this is very strange.
Wow.
And there are big, you know, signs saying this will disorient you. Right. Be very careful.
Right.
You know, but again, it's about saying we were wrong. We're absolutely. Wrong. Yeah.
And they're worried.
They're worried about it happening again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other interesting thing is when I did the bike ride through Germany, which happened to go through the eastern side, every little town had a memorial, you know, a pillar or something of some kind to soldiers of World War I. Every single town.
Yep.
I didn't see a single one for World War II.
Not at all.
Really?
Yep, not at all.
Which has got to be hard.
It's really hard.
It's got to be hard.
Because there were much greater losses in World War II than in World War I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they don't exist, but they're not prominent
in public view.
No. If
they're
they are.
That's really interesting. And they've done that, and we're fighting about Civil War statues, being like, we realize he did bad things, but he was also kind of good, and he helped build this town.
As River Phoenix said in the third Indiana Jones film, that belongs in a museum.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I was in New Orleans this past weekend and drove through what was once Lee Circle with Robert E. Lee standing on a big, tall column. Mm-hmm. He is no longer up there. I don't know when he left. It's been the last couple years since I've been there. But Robert E. Lee is no longer, I don't even know what they call it anymore, but it's no longer Lee Circle. And there's nothing on the column is still there.
But there's nobody
up there. No.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. So we're even... Yeah. Even in the heart of Louisiana there. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So there's some progress.
Yeah. Well, most of them went up in the 50s as in your face against
equality. It was a whole
equality.
Yeah.
1955.
So people. It's not like they're particularly historic.
No.
But it is concerning that our current regime is now, you know, trying to limit our journalism and all of that. Right back
to
into
the point.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the wonderful part about that is that there's a large portion of the new Congress that's going to call that into check.
I hope so, because it's not even the cabinet that has me worried. It's the people that support it. And I'm like,
average person.
Yeah. Well, I hope they're not. Like you say, the average person, but that's what worries me is I hope this isn't the average person, because the fact that they don't see this and don't see the correlation between these two things and don't find anything about it worrying because they just support it. I was like, I didn't know these were my neighbors.
I think those are called ignorance.
Hold on, comrade.
Well, to the Wanderer's point, it's really interesting to hear the conservatives and the people who are abject fans of the president talk about how walking to the future without knowing the past is doomed to repeat it. And yet here we are staring down the barrel of a repeat of the 30s.
Yep, absolutely. Really creepy. Absolutely.
Really, the other thing is that his supporters are like cult followers. He can do nothing wrong. It doesn't matter what he does, they will support him because they will justify it in their own minds.
And there was a point where you'd hear him be like, okay, we understand, yeah, he's not a good person. Yeah, he's been divorced, but he talks about Christian morals, and he said, grab her by the pussy, and we don't believe that guy should do that. But overall, we think he'd be better for the country. And then you're just like, But
we all agree, Wanderer, that 108 million people didn't vote, and that's why he's president.
Why? Like, how?
But it,
that
it,
shouldn't be
fact.
Enough. Yeah. That shouldn't be. How, what percentage of the population is that?
More than half.
I would argue, though.
Somebody calculate that.
I would argue at the same time, though, that it doesn't necessarily have to do with the people that didn't vote as much as it has to do with the way the maps are drawn right now.
Well, absolutely. Gerrymandering is a huge thing right now. And the people in power don't want to change it.
No.
Maybe the people in power, and these are state governments, not the federal government at all, who are drawing these congressional districts. And we joke about the Ninth Congress, the Ninth Judicial System, but those are the ones that, you know, the federal courts are the ones that have to redo these lines because people have to sue, and people in the Carolinas sued and they won, and they'll be redrawn, but they won't be redrawn until after elections are done.
Well, Pennsylvania sued, and they redrew them before this
last
election.
The last one, right.
Yeah. The other thing that happened, I think there were three states that put ballot measures on to stop gerrymandering, that an independent commission.
Why do you need – there's already laws in place to stop gerrymandering.
No,
why do you
not,
need a
– there is no law that prevents gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm. It's
no.
totally illegal.
No, it's totally illegal.
Yeah. You can't gerrymander based on race and religion, but you can gerrymander based on political affiliation.
Or on population. Yeah, you can say, well, you know, this area needs – I mean, the comrade and I live in the same district, which is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the same district.
How far away?
You're in the same district.
I am.
You're in the same district. I mean, we're all in the same district.
And how far away?
Oh,
does everyone
I'm 12 miles from here.
Yeah, I'm probably more or less than that. Right around that.
Comrades
right around
more.
The same.
Yeah. Comrades more. But it's from here. I am in East Orlando. Comrade is in Altamont Springs.
That's north.
Which is north.
That's
of
not
us.
Even the same.
I'm in Maitland.
County.
No, it's not the same. It's
you're
in another
county.
County.
No, it's the same
Correct.
County.
It's the same county.
And I'm in. He's not in Seminole County.
No.
It's
right on that border.
Which is really funny. He's close to it, but he's not.
Yeah.
In
Have
it.
You seen? Yeah. If you. Anybody's seen how Orange County's laid out? Looks like a sock.
Here we go. Growing up here,
I lived in both Orange and Seminole County, depending on what household I was living in, and. From where Comrade works, I think that the Seminole County house is maybe 5 minutes
literally.
Away from where he works. So,
just about.
But he lives right over the border on that.
Right.
But here we have this gerrymandered district that was created so that a conservative could keep that position. But unfortunately, they lost that one to Stephanie Murphy. And she's
– Go her.
She's my representative. She's your representative. Mm-hmm. And we love her because she fights against this current, current regime.
But again, nobody in power is going to want to change Because that's what got them in power.
Yeah. Well, right. Speaking of change, though, it took Republicans at least 10 years to get to where they are. And it's going to take time to walk that back in either, you know, in any situation.
Yeah.
We can't just blink and have it overnight. It needs to be a strong, I'm going to use this word, this may not be the right word, but it's going to be a strong resistance that we have to continue having, and we have to be able to put up a good fight for potentially 10 years, because that's just as long as, you know, Republicans brought their arm where we are
every
now.
Election.
I think it's going to be longer than that, because the change most people seem to be asking for,
well, especially
isn't
now with the Supreme
small.
Court, it's going to be longer than that.
Yeah. Well, and this, it's not small change. Like, oh, we all have issues with our current electoral system.
Hugely. Yeah. I mean, the comrade and I both agree we should get rid of the Electoral College. Yes.
We're asking for large change. So,
I did that on purpose.
We're asking for like a different government.
Let's let the comrade talk.
Oh, no. I've discussed this in the past, and I'll maintain that the Electoral College is fine as long as you abolish the 17th Amendment, because the states should be nominating senators, not the people.
Every time it's the 17th Amendment. Every Absolutely
I
correct.
I will never stop beating that drum.
That's right. That's a great drum. All the 17th Amendment, which gave the ability for direct election of senators, which it should be taken care of by state government. So
we're talking about
that's passed 100 and some years ago. That's water.
But it kind of destroyed our whole system, comrade.
But on this current Florida ballot, there are initiatives giving more power to the individual voter versus the governmental body, like our own local representatives that we've put in power. Like, oh, gambling should just be decided on the voters. This should just be decided from the voters, which I think the only reason that's encouraging, and I don't even want it, but it seems encouraging, is because we just have lame duck governments. So we have people in power not doing anything because they can't agree on anything. And so the only people actually passing anything are the voters, which we shouldn't be. I'm stupid. Stop giving me power.
Well, California is a perfect example of direct democracy. And everything causes cancer.
Don't
in
touch
California.
The tables. You know that gives you cancer.
That's true. You got a point there.
Don't do that. You're too close to the vents. That's going to give you cancer.
Okay. So I did read an article this week about Maine.
You know, reading causes cancer.
Oh, I know.
It's in the state of California.
I'm riddled with cancer.
Receipt so paper. It turns out it gives you cancer also.
Oh, God. It does. NCR paper. Oh, my God.
But not in Nevada.
No, only California.
Nevada,
only California.
While you're in California.
Okay. So I read an article this week about Maine and their election.
Gives you cancer.
Yes. But they apparently somehow, I don't know how they did it, but they somehow changed their voting to voting by rank. Mm-hmm. So they would pick their first choice and then their second choice. Like one, two, and three.
One, two, three.
And then based on whoever,
if nobody won a majority,
right,
then you counted the second place.
Then they would count the second place. And so your vote, hold on.
Your vote doesn't count.
No,
but it
hold on. Time out. Hold on.
Okay, I would use the whistle, but I have the comrade.
Okay, so with that, it explained it that your vote, okay, so let's say you vote for the Independent Party. And the Independent Party obviously doesn't win.
I don't vote for parties. I vote for people.
Okay. So you vote for the person who happens to be in the Independent Party, and he doesn't win. So you then vote your second.
Wow, that was sexist.
Your second. Oh, yeah,
just keep
it was. I'm sorry. Whatever. Anyway, your second vote is the Democratic Party. That vote is then counted towards the majority so that you can then. So your vote for that second person, if your first person doesn't win, your vote for your second person hasn't lost any weight, so that you can then have it fully count towards.
So they're weighing the vote that they feel like weighing and not the one that I cast?
No. Nope.
No.
Then
no.
What are, maybe what vote are they weighing?
Canadian might be able to explain it better.
You're literally saying I'm voting for everybody.
No, you're
and
not.
And they're counting the one that gets the majority.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Is it everybody's that's second? If, no, if the no. first vote doesn't count, do they go to everybody's
no.
second?
Stop
for one specific.
I don't have my whistle because everyone is. Yeah.
That's
so. Not,
yeah.
So that's if it. There, if nobody gets 50% of the vote, that means that there's more than two candidates.
Okay.
Because otherwise, somebody would get 50%. So they look at the candidate that's not in that top two, and they take their votes. Instead of having a runoff between the two people so that somebody gets 50% and having another election like they do in Mississippi, they take the people whose candidate is third and below, and they look at their second choice. And they take that voice. So you didn't get your guy. So who do you like second? Well, I like this other guy. They take that, and they put that on your vote total, on the total of the second guy.
Yeah, so it just...
So you get to vote for this guy, but if he's way out of the running, I want this guy.
So basically, the time that really counts for is if your original vote
didn't matter.
Was not in one of the top two candidates.
Right.
So you're... No, I'd rather have a runoff versus encouraging this two-party system.
Well, I feel like the runoff would just then... Because... People have to go out and,
have to do,
and
it
then
again,
do it again. And I yes.
nobody
feel like
shows
that,
up for the runoff,
right,
and it skews
exactly.
the results.
Yeah.
Because it
but if you can say,
later,
okay, so I really like this guy or this girl. I like this girl.
Person?
She's great.
You can just say person. It's fine.
Okay, I like this person. They're fantastic.
They also might not be male.
We
or female,
we totally match up.
Non-binary.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we totally match up and everything that we want. It's great. However, if they don't get that full, majority vote, then they're not in. So I appreciate the fact that you can then, say, okay, so if it's not this person, I like this person still over this person.
But I feel like you're encouraging people to then the next election, you're like, well, my third party random vote didn't get counted the first time. That person didn't have enough encouragement. So why even vote for a fringe person?
You're actually encouraging votes for the fringe people.
Yeah.
No,
you're
not.
Because
you're not
ever throwing your vote away.
Yeah.
Imagine in the presidential election if there was that and the people who voted for Jill Stein or whoever could say, oh, if she doesn't get in the top two, I want
then
my
I
vote
will
to
get
go
Hillary.
For whoever.
Yeah.
Think of how that would have changed.
That doesn't.
Yeah. It would have changed everything.
Oh yeah,
it
for sure.
Everything. It changed everything.
Does that in my head? I just don't see that working in the long run. I don't see that's how people operate with being like, well, I'm just going to keep going for this initial vote that doesn't normally count, and just knowing they'll count my second vote because
But you can then vote for the guy that you feel strongly about.
Yeah. Right. But you stop paying as much attention to him knowing your vote's not going
to matter. Instead of saying, I have to vote for this guy, but I'm throwing my vote away because if I vote for him, the guy I really hate is going to get into office.
Yeah.
Or I can say, I'm going to vote for him or her or it because that is who I like.
And that vote's still not going to matter.
I'm not going to throw my vote away because my second choice is going to be this other person who is not the guy or person I hate.
Because they still look at your vote and they say,
they count it and then disregard it.
Yeah.
And then they disregard it.
Which is what happens anyway.
But they don't disregard it in that, okay, so they see that you have voted for the third party. The third party didn't make it. So then they look at your second vote. And so your second vote then...
Your second choice.
Yeah. So you're... So you
and
then,
you don't have to fill it out.
How does this election air on TV? When they show you, they're like, and the winner by this percentage is this person.
Weird.
It is strange in the article.
How do they show that? Because I doubt they're going to be like,
choice.
Well, so, initial
and
is
keep,
this.
And keep in mind, it only happens...
They may not show it right away, but that doesn't mean that... I mean, when they call the results on election night, they're still not finalized. I mean, in the state of Florida, they're not done. Like, even past this craziness that we just had, they technically aren't done. Not even technically. They
still are just not done.
Until at least Saturday. Saturday following the election.
But,
so even after whatever is called on TV, it doesn't I mean, it matters because of, I don't know, what TV sparkle, but
ratings.
It does. Yeah, it sweeps ratings. It's not actually this is
finalized,
the real result.
Yeah.
By the numbers.
The other thing is, just Can well, I make this clear? Yeah. It only kicks in if somebody doesn't have 50% of the vote.
Right.
If somebody wins with 55, all that stuff's gone. It doesn't matter. Somebody has won a majority.
Yeah.
But if you haven't won a majority, if nobody wins a majority, then they look at the second place votes for the people right. that are not in the top two candidates.
And you can still receive early you know, decisions and stuff like that based on the numbers.
And I want to know how that shows, because if you're showing the people that this person won by 70% and the other person won by 30, because like nobody pays attention to the running results. We pay attention to the end result.
But if somebody's 70%, then it has no.
Is that what they show you? Because that's the end result after they've recounted all the secondary votes for the people that didn't vote for the two main candidates.
No, because that takes many time. It'll just be too close to call. They won't call it because of the secondary votes.
Okay, but again, nobody remembers the first call. We always remember how it ends.
Think of it in these terms. The thespian votes for one and two is their second choice.
Yeah.
You vote for two, and four is your second choice. Mm-hmm. Now, two has the most votes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Canadian votes for...
Wait, is that your name,
two
the Canadian?
Votes for two and four. Now, you and the Canadian have both voted for four as your second favorite. That number four would then be... the runner-up if number two didn't get the majority.
I understand how the system works. I just think the psychology of it will end up fucking us in the end.
Because it's math?
And it's statistics.
What's that, comrade?
That's right.
I have a really simple solution that answers all these questions.
What?
Trial by combat.
Trial by combat. So 49% versus 49%.
Trial by combat, but dance battle.
Oh, dance battle. Nice.
See, I was thinking, capoeira. I was debating
capoeira. He says
mud or pudding. I don't know.
So
coleslaw.
California and
takes real dedication because dairy stinks.
Has a different way of doing ballots where it's just free for all. So instead of having a Republican candidate and a Democratic candidate and you have different primaries, it's like everybody's on the ballot.
Okay.
We get two senators or two congressmen or your district guy. Everybody's on the same ballot. Top two people run off against each other in the election.
That sounds great.
So it could be two Democrats fighting for the office. Could be two Republicans. It could be whoever. But it's just a long list of people. Top two for the primary run against the election.
And I support that more than this because, again, I'm thinking about the end result and the psychology of it where people are like, oh, I don't remember. Who remembers the score at halftime for a football game? Only diehard fans. I'm not one. I don't know what halftime was. I know if I win or if I lost.
Yeah, but it's the same is true. You will know if the guy wins or loses.
Yes.
You just won't know how many of the winning votes were second choices.
So, and if you're in the third party, you won't know how much of a difference, how much of a pain in somebody's ass you were, which is...
Well, that shouldn't be a reason you run.
No, but that's a reason that keeps you voting for them, being like, if we can show that this two-party system doesn't work, maybe they'll have a new system in place, and this second party, who's your second favorite...
I would offer that it's better for multiple party systems.
I hate statistics, so I hate it. Statistics is fake math, and it all as soon as you get a new data point, your values change.
Okay, so the point that this article made was that you could then give your support to. Okay, so let's say hypothetically, let's say it was Hillary, Bernie, and Trump, IQ 45. So they. You know,
that's still a strike because you can call him president.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever. Whatever. All right. So, okay. Let's say, so you, instead of having to choose between Democrat and Republican, you can give your vote to whomever you actually fully believe in. So you can say, I fully believe in Bernie, but if Bernie doesn't get it, I still support Hillary over IQ 45. So I would rather give my vote. If I can't give my vote to Bernie, I would rather give my vote to this person. So that would be your second choice over your third, like ranking it like that.
And again, it would only matter if nobody got 50%.
Yeah, only if somebody didn't get majority.
No, but she understands how it works.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm, Okay, I said I was stupid. I'm not that stupid. It again, every time you say that, it feels so weak to me.
Well, what you're saying is nobody remember. I mean, okay, wipe the concept of the election. Just mm-hmm. in general terms, if you are working with a group of people in general, nobody is going to remember what you said. No one's going to remember what happened. No one's going to remember what they said. The takeaway is that no matter what, those people will remember how you made them feel. And if in this ranking system, the concept is, well, you made me feel like a loser, then you're right. It's possible that...
Wrong.
Well, who votes, for the Green Party nowadays? Because we know they never win. Green Party doesn't right. win. But so nobody runs as the Green Party and nobody votes for the Green Party. Because
but people do still, though. That's the thing. People still do. So we have to somehow be able to allocate the votes that they
think about it.
Somebody. Yeah.
If you're people don't vote for the Green Party because they know it's throwing away their vote. They know that if they don't vote for the candidate that does the least damage to them, that has a chance of winning, then that vote is being thrown away. That's the Jill Stein effect,
in quotes.
Right?
Wait,
in quotes.
No, I don't understand what you just said.
If, however, you had a second choice, mm-hmm. then more people would be willing to say, hey, I want this kind of ballot, but now I'm not throwing my vote away on mm-hmm. somebody who's not going to win because my right. second choice mm-hmm. is actually going to be this
so
other person.
So why even yeah, vote right. for the first person if they think they might be throwing their vote
exactly
away?
That's exactly the reason that you're showing support for that kind of candidate. So more candidates like that will run.
How do you know that person
and
has
not
support?
Even, not even more candidates will run, but it could if it could in turn tell whoever ends up winning the election, hey, pay more attention to these kinds of...
You know which
of...
candidates run because they give you the results on election night. You'll mm-hmm. see 40% here, 40% there, 20% here.
Mm-hmm.
And those 20% are going to go to somebody else, so they right. won't know who won, but you know how well your candidates do.
I don't think the people that voted for them will know how well the candidates
yeah,
did.
Yeah, they will, because it comes out on election night as reported. They don't do the secondary votes until all the first votes
you
are counted.
You want to know where I was on election night?
You're on a boat. I understand you were on a boat.
I understand.
Look, it's not hard to figure it out. It's not hard to find that information.
No,
if you really care, you'll say, oh, gee, Joe Blow won, but here's how the primary ballot worked out.
That's
here's
not
my guy
how
killed.
That... Who?
But at the same time, if the first set of votes are not complete by the end of election night, which they never are,
right.
mm-hmm.
then there's no way to call that by the end
exactly,
of election
right.
night.
Unless,
it's not possible.
Unless
and that's okay.
somebody
it doesn't
got
have to be called
over 50%,
on election
night. Right?
Right, exactly.
So if somebody gets 55...
How many people stop paying attention to what the votes are after election night?
That's an attention span issue. Not
yeah,
that's
I mean, that's
our
we
problem,
can't,
not
yeah.
an election problem, right? Yeah. We're trying to provide a mechanism for lots of people to run for office.
But that's,
and to support
I honestly them. Think that what they should do is announce the election results the next day or mm-hmm. the next 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
When, once we've counted every vote that has been cast,
yeah.
then we will announce it. But the news media at this point has decided that we will have an 11 o'clock telethon, exactly, mm-hmm. to which someone has to be announced as a winner. And Andrew Gillum, who right here in the state of Florida,
mm-hmm.
he announced his concession at 11 o'clock when the votes weren't even counted yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was still out that the man it was still not decided who had won and who had not won. And that really put him in an interesting position when he had to rescind that concession
yeah.
a few days later when they're like, hey, man, you're within, you know, 4.04% of the vote. I mean, 0.4% of the vote, mm-hmm. and an automatic recount by hand is going
to
happen.
Well, and I feel like that's kind of what happens to you when, because they're televising, people are like, oh, we're at candidate Gillum's party.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
How do you
what's
feel
going
about it?
On?
Right.
And you're like, I'm going to fight it. And people are like, oh, are you a sore loser?
Right.
So what do you say when a camera's in your face?
Exactly. And I think that's the horrible part about this. We've turned it into a media event instead of an event of government. We no longer have a government in this country. We have a group of people who are running for office 24/7, 7 days a week, from the moment they get into office until the moment they get out of office.
Right.
We no longer have people who are governing. And here's the fun part. We don't have people that actually do any governance. Right. If you look at what has happened over the past 16 or 18 years, we have had very little actual governance in this country.
Yep.
Not a lot of laws have been passed. Not a lot of legislation has been created. There's been things rescinded, but not created.
Right.
And therefore, what we have is a non-governmental entity. So therefore, who's running this country right now?
Well,
no
only,
one.
The only time people try to pass something is when it might benefit their political campaign. Money. And they can say, well, I passed money. This. Money. I passed that. Yeah, I've done this, so vote for me.
It's so like, you need to get money out of politics.
Money makes
yeah. I, haven't we said this before? There is no red. There is no blue. There's only green.
That's right. No red, no blue, no only green. Absolutely correct.
On that, can we call a union break?
And we're going to call a union break on that. Comrade, if you want to hold on, that's great. If not, we understand because are you still there?
I am still here.
Oh!
I love this conversation that you guys have been having. It's so intense. I didn't want to
slow down. I love it. But, all right, good. We'll
I have family waiting for me, so I think I'm going to bow out.
Okay.
Enjoy.
All right, sounds fantastic.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful to
have
you
here. Happy Native Nations Day.
Happy White Man Feast Day.
And I love having such a full house. You guys are awesome. You keep it up.
All right, you got it, my friend. Right. Until next time. We'll talk to you. And we're going to take a break right now. And those of you on Facebook, we're going to cut to some music. Those of you with the podcast will be back almost instantly. So here we go.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And.
The Wanderer.
And.
The Thespian.
And.
The Canadian.
And.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a name.
And.
And another fellow traveler.
There we go. See, every single time. Oh, I love how that happens. So after, we always go on union break. We have such great conversations. The comrade is away. He was via satellite for the entire first segment of the show. And now he's facing family, which I'm sure is so much fun.
Can we all take a second to raise a glass to wines the comrade can't drink?
There you go.
Yeah.
Wine.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
Things the comrade can't drink.
Hold on, I got it.
My triple's worth two beers. So I'm still drinking it because I'm a responsible adult.
Go. I'm still drinking Modelo because...
Oh, you're a responsible adult.
Viva la revolution.
I'm putting that on there.
I switched to Modelo because it was in the front of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I'm finishing my Bud Light.
You're double fisting.
I am, and I'm finished. And
she
then
is in my
I'm
chair.
Switching to. No, I'm not.
I meant like my physical.
Oh, your position. Yes.
Why do you think that cord's black and white?
Okay.
It's her cord.
Well, all right then. But I'm after my Bud Light. I'm switching to Kronbacher Pils.
There you
which
go.
Is, it's a good one.
It is.
The comrade told me that I should try
Thespian's
that.
Thespian's a fan of German beers.
Drink it.
Week.
Yeah. Drink it down.
Yeah, I'll do that right after this tiny little Bud Light. It'll be great.
And this ASMR moment brought to you by...
Stop! Oh, God. Oh, no.
Kronbacher.
It's not that bad. It just makes me think there's water in my ears. And I still, like, I just want to like get it out.
I hate that noise.
I think crawling spiders is what I think.
So, hey, everybody.
That's not what they sound like.
You know, grab some packing tape and... We're just going to, like, wrap it around things and... Exactly. I know. And,
that
and
sound I like, though.
The comrade does not want to do an ASMR podcast, and I think we should do an entire show of just ASMR.
I'm not going
to
be there for that.
It would be friggin' hilarious. It would be my favorite
just,
thing ever.
No, because it would be so much fun. You bring in all the things you think make cool sounds.
Yeah, you know. So many different things.
No.
Like, I like this sound.
That's so... That's so abrupt.
It is abrupt.
It's such
though.
A.
That's
better.
A good one.
That's better.
That's a good one. This one.
There'd be no shotguns for accidentally hitting things.
Yeah.
No, it's ASMR. I did this on purpose.
Oh no! Oh no! This one's really good.
No.
That makes my back want to be scratched.
Yeah, it really feels nice.
No, that sounds like a haunted house. That sounds like you're walking into something creepy. Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Yeah.
I think I might actually be on the side of
please don't do that. That's a bad one.
I think I took a portion of my finger off during the cakes.
Are you okay? Oh, look, it does look like it's missing.
I'm sure it tasted great.
I'm sure it was fine. Yeah, right. So everyone, you're all cannibals.
So that
now.
Was what was in my green bean.
The
cast,
secret. Though. No.
No, she made the green bean.
It was great. It was so good.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was good.
So did we
did we cover?
Did we mention how the president wanted to investigate Hillary Clinton and
I wanted
Comey?
To bring that up. I'm so glad you did.
Oh, well.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Did we talk about how he was trying to order the Justice Department to investigate his political enemies, regardless of whether there was any cause?
Well, we've spoken about that many times in the past.
But this time he actually did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, now that he has a new attorney general, he can do, well, I'm sorry, acting attorney general, he can now ask for things like that, especially because the person that's in office right now is one of his cronies who, let's just say, might have an interesting past.
Yeah, no, he definitely does have an interesting past. I mean, he's an Iowa boy.
Iowa.
Lots of corn, yeah.
So, yeah, he's one of Iowa's finest.
Corn, that was it. That's all that's in his past is corn.
No, actually, fraud.
Boiled fraud corn. Is in his past.
He played football, and that was the reason why he should be on the Supreme Court
of Iowa.
That's all he really wanted, by the way.
Yeah.
He only wanted to be on the Supreme Court of Iowa, but the president made him acting attorney general.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess that's a good entry.
Well, there goes
job.
His career.
Entry level position.
Following Jeff Sessions.
Well, a president only hires the best. That's why he's the best, because he only hires the best.
Well, he only knows the best people. All the best people.
Yeah.
All of them.
The greatest.
All of them.
The greatest. The best.
Such a great guy.
Do you think it worries people that they're the best? On occasion, do you think?
It sounds like a lot of pressure.
It does,
right?
Yeah. It puts a lot on them. Yeah.
Not really.
I'm glad that we both just like botched all of
this. Everybody botches that one. I don't care what it is. That's the glory of that one. Yeah.
No, I don't think it. Wait, what did you say?
Concerns and worries them that they are.
Oh, whoa. No. It's that seat. That seat does that to people. What were you saying? I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't make me feel whatever you said. No. Yeah.
Nope. Not at all.
No.
No.
Yeah, I disagree with
whatever
it was you said.
Whatever that was, I said no.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I don't.
I remembered that part of my thought process, not what you said.
Are they concerned?
Which is how the best thing.
Are they concerned that they're the best?
No. The fact that they're going
on
that bingo card.
I love drunken podcasts. It's my favorite part ever.
That they're going on the bingo card. I mean,
I love bingo.
But you all know what I'm talking about. The big old bingo card. You know, when you suddenly get on the bingo card, do you think you worry? Do you think at that moment you worry,
you lose.
No. I don't think anyone who the president appoints to anything is ever worried about anything except for the fact that they're going to have a book to write.
Being the best isn't a game of skill, it's a game of
Thrones.
No, I want to say bowels, but my bowels are protected way up inside of me, which makes me the best. Because you can't get to them and you can't shoot them down.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the heat, they stay strong. Ain't no sweaty balls up in
or in the cold.
Wait, how did we get from best?
I don't
to
have
balls?
A button on any for any of that. I don't have an internal button.
No, you do. It goes, yay!
Oh, yeah, there
yay!
Yeah.
You don't. See, it was fine. You didn't even need the button. I could have done it. Yeah. It's fine.
The first time that happened, I was like, did you record me once? Yeah. I was like, oh.
That's good.
Yeah, it sounds like me just cheering my poops in the bathroom.
Yes, that's true.
But no, I really don't think, one, if you consider yourself the best and are known as the best, you get and stay that way by being worried because other people think you're the best.
What if
it takes that amount of self-delusion? I guess that's
the best in your own mind, and everybody else thinks you're an idiot.
Oh, that's the president.
Well, that doesn't matter either.
Does that worry you?
Right. So, do you think the
president is worried about that? No, the rest of us. Maybe.
No, he sends all of the people that work for him to a day spa. D-A-I-Y-E.
Is a special
day spa.
Case.
I have the perfect example of this.
Oh, goody!
I know. I'm here. It's cool.
Twitter.
Yeah. Go ahead.
From the president's Twitter, his own Twitter, and I will read it in the style of the president.
Because that's how he writes.
It is. Brutal and extended cold blasts could shatter all records. Whatever happened to global warming?
What? Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, that.
Because weather is climate.
Just because it's cold.
That's the same thing as the senator bringing in a snowball and saying, see, there's no global warming.
His because two tweets before that, I would like to then quote.
Yes, please.
The two before that went, America first, make America great again.
All of those bring me to my world end of the week.
Which is?
Oh, wait, hold on. What's this? Wait, What's the second one?
Oh, that was
he, Make he America Great Again.
He said,
oh.
Yeah, America First.
Oh.
And then a few minutes later,
MAGA.
MAGA, yeah.
Oh.
So just, I'm going to read the headline for you. Climate change slows oil company plan to drill in the Arctic.
Right.
Great. Whatever happened to climate change? It turns out it's affecting shit
things.
I'm just drill, baby. Drill, baby, drill.
But they can't. So
because
it's too cold.
Yeah.
It's too warm.
It's too warm.
No, so this
I'll
oil
set them
company's
up and you knock them down.
Going to drill right. in the water, but they need to make a little fake island first for their drill platform. And the best way to do this is to wait until it's cold enough where there's ice roads so the trucks can just dump the gravel instead of
do
barging it in with a barge. Mm-hmm. And they're having issues doing this because the ice roads aren't forming for as long a period of time as they need. So, this piece of Alaskan wilderness that they've opened up to drilling is having an issue being drilled in.
Because it's warming.
Yeah.
So did they ask consent to drill on this land?
No. Yes. They just overturned some previous rulings.
Congress allowed them. They said, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just asking for consent. You know, we know that this administration doesn't care about consent.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
No, but obviously it's not consenting. Otherwise, you'd think it'd just let the road go.
The land itself did not reply saying no, so they thought it was okay.
I'm pretty sure this is the land replying.
So the obfuscation
is,
of course.
This is absolutely...
How is this not the land replying?
This is the land replying. This is Mother Nature fighting back.
This is the reply.
You will not take whatever it is that you
saw. So well done to Mother Nature?
Yeah, there's your climate change.
We're going to go with that.
There's your MAGA, there's Make America Great Again. Suck it.
Well done.
Yay! Big ups to
Alaskan wilderness.
Well done, Alaskan wilderness.
I'm sorry you had to get so hot and bothered over this.
Big ups to our eventual extinction. All right.
You know what's great about the Earth?
Great world. Good job.
You know what's fantastic about the Earth?
It's cyclical.
It doesn't need us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think George Carlin said it best. He's like, well, you know, the Earth, you know, man created plastic, and that's what the Earth needed. And now it doesn't need us. So, bye.
Yeah. Gives you electrolytes.
Yeah.
Oh. We've got what plants crave.
I can't watch that movie.
Can you not watch it?
It's a four. Future documentary, is what it's called.
It was yes.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
Idiocracy by Mike Judge.
God. Oh, you have to see
the
it.
Funny
yeah,
part
it's a good
is
one. From King of the Hill is Mike Judge.
How are we the same age?
I'm really bad at movies. I'm real bad at them.
I am
it's
too,
so good,
but
though.
I'm not
it's got
that
one
bad.
Of the Wilson brothers in it. It's Luke, the cuter one. Luke Wilson, isn't it?
Yeah.
I almost want to know what the fellow traveler is good
Owen.
At, but I do
Owen
know, and you just blow
Owen.
Me out the water. So at least I have this.
I don't feel like, what am I good at? I'm
saving the world.
Yeah, there's that.
I don't.
Through fashion.
Teaching all of us about wine.
Oh, I am
You're
good at
quite
that
too. The good.
I'm good at wine.
Wine teacher. I learned so much about wine today, everybody. You have no idea.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember teaching about wine.
Oh, it was great. That's how good you are.
Fantastic lesson.
Well done of the week to fellow traveler.
Exactly. For
even
all
being
of our
drunk
wine
and
knowledge.
Teaching us about important shit.
It was,
like
it was
drinking
good.
More.
It was
I was
good.
Pretty drunk.
You're also
oh, it's fantastic.
Pretty good
though.
With worms, I hear.
Oh, I'm so yeah. Worms and wine. Things with W's.
Yeah, you are.
It's all about the win.
Yeah.
See? So how does it feel to be the best?
Around!
I'm really worried about it, actually.
Yeah. Nah, don't be.
Another W. Worried.
Yeah, worried.
Worried.
Good at that.
I ignore that one and drink more with some of the other W's, like...
Whiskey.
Yes.
Vodka.
What are the
Vodka. Vodka.
Vodka.
So who else has a well done?
I have one from the comrade. He sent me one.
Wait a minute. He said, "Why did?"
I asked him. "Hey, do you have any well dones?" And then he sent me one. Can I
interrupt and ask?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm new here, so what is a well done?
You know, sometimes they're sarcastic, which most of mine are.
Yeah, most of the time they are.
Yeah,
climate change is not a well done.
Yeah, climate change is not a well done.
Back during the election, it was like. Anna Eskamani, she was gaining ground and all of that. Good, well done for her. You know,
got it.
She's
yeah. So
like that.
Ocasio-Cortez.
That's what I was just thinking.
Sure.
And that, ironically enough, is the one that Comrade. Damn it.
You got a shotgun.
I know. I'm not going to do it anyway. But
what?
I never do. It's fine.
That's what?
Right. So, okay. So
how is she trying to steal my chairs all the time?
I'm not. Nah. You're when you're here. I don't.
Yeah, oh, that's a fib. If I ever heard one.
Well, I. Whatever. Anyway.
Sometimes I just have to whistle.
Oh, damn. Anyway, okay, so Comrade says, Ocasio-Cortez, they want to swap holidays, replace Columbus Day for an Election Day holiday.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Well done for that. I will agree with the Comrade.
And if you don't follow her first name, I can never remember.
Alexandria.
Alexandria. Ocasio-Cortez on Instagram or Twitter or any of the other
Her Instagram
fire. Is fucking
fire.
Dope.
It's so good.
Yep, and that's
and shotgun for you. Okay,
I already was there. So
I'm gonna head up that well done with another one.
Yeah.
From
it's fire.
We're gonna call her AOC.
AOC. Okay,
yeah, she deserves some initials. AOC.
Yeah. Sure.
From her stop. Into the environmental activists and Pelosi's office.
Yep.
Stopping to say it's very unusual for someone in her position to stop with a group of activists and side with them, but she did.
Yeah.
And she just went in and said, "I want to let you know how very proud I am of each and every one of you for being here and putting yourself and your bodies and your minds on the line to fight for something that you really believe in."
So there was an environmental protest going on the Hill, and she's walking by, and she goes, "You know what?
They invited her to come.
She walked by, and she's like, they invited her to join in. She joined in as a member of Congress, and even as a junior. I mean, completely fresh, new person in Congress to join in and actually become a part of this protest that was going on.
Which is
unusual.
Yeah. Which is highly unusual. You would think that these people who, again, she's looking at it as this is day one. This is my only term because I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get my constituents to do what it is. Are you in her district?
I'm in her district.
So we have someone who's actually in a very progressive district right here.
Queens County.
Yeah. That's great.
So it's amazing how, you know, here's someone who really is trying to make a difference. I mean, Stephanie Murphy is the same way. You know, she's a returning congressman coming in and doing this, which is amazing.
Right.
And so walking by, getting invited, doing an entire thing. Well done to AOC.
Yeah.
For making sure that the little person is heard. Because here's a person who is, what, she's 29?
She's 29. She just turned 29.
Wow. She got elected to Congress.
She better be on Forbes 30 under 30, y'all.
She best be. You gotta apply to that, by the way. It's all about paperwork. It really is about paperwork.
Well, she's above applications. So her attitude is not above applications, but the work she's doing is above applications.
But someone has to fill the paperwork. Yeah, so someone out there fill the paperwork out for her.
Please.
So here we have someone who's very young, very ready to do different things. And she's wandering around the halls of the tunnels of Congress. Mm-hmm. She's doing laundry. You know, it's like all these things.
She's sharing all these things. Yeah. So she's sharing these pieces of her life and of her day on social media, specifically because she wants to get back to the way that she explains it is she wants to get back to the people and she wants to humanize what government office looks like because she wants people to understand, one, you can run and you can become voted in as anyone. But two, we're not... Just because we hold this office doesn't mean that we're better than anyone else. And you need to be paying attention and you need to have this voice. And so that's why she's coming into social media and sharing all these things. And the way that she has explained it to her constituency is I don't own this seat. I'm renting it and I'm renting it from you. So you're the kind of bed that this whole thing is resting on. And that's part of why you need to be so involved. And that's what her entire social, it's not a campaign. She's real. She's none of the stuff that she's sharing or doing is a campaign. It's actually what, you know, how she feels. And it's not about what she wants to get.
Yeah.
It's about her.
She's recording making dinner and making statements with her family. I mean, it's which is just great. every day moments.
And it's also things like there was, I don't remember who it was that sent this out, but there was a tweet at some point where when she was in what she very lovingly has been referring to as congressional day camp, right?
Yes, day camp. Yeah.
Day camp. So during her whole, during like the first couple of days, there's this, kind of like training that you go to. And so she's been kind of documenting whatever she can on social media to show this is what it looks like after you are voted into office. This is the first couple of days of what happens. And someone walking behind her in a hallway took a photo of her and posted it to Twitter and said something to the effect of this pant or this skirt suit doesn't look like something
that is poor.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a girl who struggles.
Right.
And she came back and was like, look, I could be wearing a potato sack and people would laugh at me. I happen to be wearing a skirt suit that I bought on sale.
Yeah.
People are going to have complaints. And no matter what, there's nothing I can do about it, but those aren't the people I'm here for. I'm here for the people who want to make a difference in their communities, in Queens and in the Bronx. And we're going to fight to do everything we can to bring the change to those places that you want. So, you know, if that changes, you want me to wear something different, then tell me, sure. But
and maybe send some clothes to her.
Can I?
Sure. I mean, seriously.
So I know
if you want to make a change. I mean, this is the part that I always say. If fashion people want to have her dress differently, send her some clothes.
That wasn't the point of this, though. The point was,
no, it's not.
They were like, well, she's wearing too good of clothes to be a poor chick. And it's like, you know, everybody has access to a thrift store,
right,
where you can get some high dollar. I mean,
yeah,
I do it on a regular basis.
Exactly, you can find some real treasures in a thrift shop. So I know that we're doing Well Done's, but that kind of sparked an article that I saw that was talking about Congress had issue with the new elected officials to go in with their hijabs on.
Yep. For the first time in...
There's a rule against wearing hats.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
So I can understand ball caps, sure. Mm. Like, yeah, don't
top
wear...
Top hats.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Don't bring your top hat to the off. Floor.
But if, you know, the fact that they are questioning religious garb is completely absurd to me.
But it was passed. They're allowed to wear.
They are. Okay.
They are now allowed to wear.
Yeah. But still, it's just, what the hell?
181 year ban.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's like 100. So you can't wear your three corner hat inside. I'm sorry. No. That's okay. No wig, no powdered wig. Keep the powdered wig out. We're going to change this right now. You can wear your hijab.
Yeah.
Done.
But also take into consideration how often has this particular topic been
never.
A problem. Exactly.
And the time fun part is, if you look at the map, and we've looked at this map over and over and over again about who has been reelected or elected into the new Congress, it's the rainbow on the Democratic side and a rainbow of beige on the Republican side, and one woman.
Yeah.
One. Out of 435 members.
And a clown.
Wow.
No. He's not a clown. He has an eye patch. That's not a clown.
But on the little emoji version, it's somebody that's kind of goofy looking.
So. Well, he's got a, it's an eye patch.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's the eye patch.
But at the same time, okay, though. But
is it an eye patch or a monocle?
No.
It's a monocle. They put a monocle on his.
Okay.
Oh, but he also lost his eye in, like,
No,
Afghanistan.
So, like, discount that.
I didn't know who it was. All I know is that on the emoji version of it.
It's got a monocle.
It's got a monocle. Yeah. So it looks like, you know, the guy from Monopoly.
Moneypenny.
Right, yeah.
I'm wearing Monopoly socks right now.
Mr. Money Pants, right?
You don't
see. No, Rich Uncle Money Penny.
Uncle Money Bags.
Uncle Money Bags.
Money Penny.
Money Bags.
No, Money Penny is from James Bond.
It's from James Bond.
No.
Yes, it is.
Uncle Money Bags is the Monopoly guy.
Yeah. Moneypenny is
the secretary in James Bond.
No, that's just
yes, Moneypenny.
Oh, is her name Moneypenny?
Yeah,
it truly is. She is.
But also, let's not forget Penny in Inspector Gadget.
Well, how could you?
No, that's Penny. Penny is
yeah,
the
regular Penny. Yeah, Penny. Yeah. Niece. But yes, that's it.
I'll get you, Gadget. Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Gadget.
All right. That was good, everybody. That was fantastic. I love that we don't plan that at all. okay, so my well done. I mentioned this during our union break that my well done is congratulations to all you people who are listening to this podcast who did not blow themselves up for Thanksgiving frying a turkey.
Yeah.
Every year.
Great job. Every year. Good job. Yay. You didn't do it. Oh, nice.
Or your tofurkey.
I didn't.
Or your tofurkey.
Tofurkey.
I was just going to steal that well done of the week, but I'll let her out.
Oh, go ahead. Good. Good, fellow traveler.
You're more than you're welcome to.
Yeah, that's okay, because I couldn't have one, but it was really yours.
Yeah.
You just jumped on the AOC one.
So. Bandwagon.
Tofurkey.
So what about tofurkey?
So tofurkey this year has sold their 5 millionth tofurkey.
Yeah.
They went from, I think that they started in 1984.
Something. Yeah, four, I think it was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So was that one person who eventually bought 5 million of them over the time?
Right, yes, that's it. Yes. Every holiday.
Tofurkey headquarters is in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, it is. I will ask the simple question. Has anyone here had a tofurkey?
Boom.
No.
Yeah. I've had one.
Yeah.
I have not. I'm all about that real meat. I'm sorry.
Have you even tried it, though?
No, I haven't. I probably would, though.
I love the fake skin on it because it's almost jerky-ish, and I just like chewing. I'm like, nom, 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 nom.
Do it!
I don't know if it's still the same as...
Do it!
Yeah.
When I was in high school, but... What?
The
tofurkey has changed.
It has.
It has changed over the years.
Yeah.
That's just like how the chocolate silk doesn't taste like birthday cake anymore.
No, it does not.
It used to taste like cake, and I was like, what? Why is not
everybody... Wait, the chocolate silk?
Yeah, it used to taste
milk.
Like birthday
what
cake.
What is chocolate silk?
Soy milk.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't drink... Yeah. I don't drink soy. I do the
almond.
Walnut. No, walnut.
Oh, walnut.
This was before then.
Have you ever had pea milk?
Pea milk?
Yeah, I've had pea milk.
Oatly is good.
Oatly's good stuff.
But
this
actually,
was before that existed.
Pea milk has a very
this is like 12
taste.
Years ago.
No, but it has a great texture.
I mean, so being
I was about to say
being a Floridian, but you're the only native Floridian here, so
yeah, that's got me that.
I always did coconut milk where I would actually just make it myself instead of getting almond milk. Just because I like
coconuts here, really.
You can buy them at Publix.
Yeah, I can buy lots of things that aren't grown here.
Where shopping is the pleasure.
Yeah,
but that wasn't that came into existence probably a couple. The first time I saw any coconut milk based things was
I just always bought a coconut.
Years ago.
I always just bought a coconut and then
please tell me that you then galloped around. Pretending you were on a horse.
On a horse.
I mean, I grew up on a horse farm, so I just galloped around.
Monty Python
actual horses were available.
Yeah.
So
actual
horses
were available.
Were they flown here on a swallow?
African or European?
I don't know. What is your name?
No.
What? We got a son, man. We can't afford this.
We can't afford that.
I don't even...
I'm sure they wouldn't even mind. They can appreciate...
That's a lie. Do you not know how people make money? It's by minding.
Whatever. It's fine.
The problem is that I'm sure the actors who shall remain anonymous wouldn't mind, but their lawyers do.
Yeah, the people that make money off of the actors.
Yeah, they do.
And probably own the copyrights. That's cool.
It's fine. I have a screenplay of it.
But no, when I was in high school, I remember my friend pouring me some of that chocolate silk, and I was like, this tastes like cake. It's the best. Liquid cake. I also thought hot dogs, like the fake hot dogs out of the can, were the best thing after I'd been like a vegetarian for 3 months. And I was oh my God, these are better than real hot dogs. And now I just realized that was me absent delusions because those things are gross. But still, I remember that moment in life.
Have you guys had the Impossible Burger yet?
Yeah.
Does that come here? Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's good.
It's real good.
Yeah, I even had it before it hit Epcot.
Well done to the Impossible Burger.
But there's a better burger That's at Johnny's Other Side, which is the beet burger that they have there.
What is Johnny's Other Side?
It's a great place. It's a great little place, like in South Orlando.
Yeah.
So is that on our list? It should be
because their beet burger is friggin' great.
Well, and it's the same people that make the Impossible Burger, but this one just has beet in the middle, so it looks more like meat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Their beet burger is really good.
They're like, it bleeds, and I'm like, yeah.
But I have a well done.
Yeah. So let's hear it.
Well done to Brevard County Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes for resigning.
Was she the one that resigned because they changed their...
No, she resigned because she completely mismanaged the Broward County election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the really...
Broward or Brevard?
Broward.
She finally... Okay, I thought you said Brevard first.
Broward County. And we're really happy. I'm really happy she resigned because she would not admit the fact that she actually created problems for the actual election. There were a lot of votes that may not have been counted in Broward County. Mm-hmm. She also didn't turn in the count on time, which was about 5 minutes late. And therefore, Broward County wasn't counted. And therefore, Rick, the asshole, Scott, became the new senatorial candidate.
Wow! Because she was 5 minutes late.
Yeah, they were late.
Wow. It was the first recount.
Yeah, on the first recount.
The original count stood. Yeah. The deadline to it. Mm-hmm. She was late, and then they didn't take the recount.
They didn't take the recount.
But of course, this isn't the first time that Broward is in the news.
No. Oh no, recounts. Not at all. Hanging chads, and she's been in charge of this for a very long time.
But she was not in charge of hanging chads.
Though. No, she was not in charge then. Yeah,
no, but
she did not hang chads.
You like hanging chads?
No, I was in charge of one for about 2.5 years.
That's true.
That's a whole
nice hanging
thing
chad
altogether.
So,
yeah, Chad was well hung.
Yes. He's a tall, skinny guy.
Like a damn horse. All right.
Tall, skinny guy. Nobody That's what happens.
Tall, skinny guy.
Yeah, tall, skinny guys. Got to watch those tall, skinny guys.
It's a truism.
Yeah.
I can't. All right.
Are you blushing? Thespian, are you blushing?
She's blushing.
No,
I think
not.
You are. Is your face warm at all?
It is a little warm.
It's fine. Yeah. Okay, good.
Fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Jeez, I'm verklempt.
So tell us about the tall, skinny man in your life.
No.
Or person.
No. He's in L.A. It's
all
fine.
Right, see?
Okay. Anyway. All right, so
Can we just not continue, though? That'd be great.
Well, the One Man Revolution podcast, on that bombshell right there, the One Man Revolution podcast is available on...
Spotify! I'm sorry.
Tune in.
I don't know.
iTunes.
It's Apple. Actually, Apple Podcasts now.
Yeah, it's Apple Podcasts now.
Spotify Radio, which you got. TuneIn Radio, which I'll take that one.
I said that one. She did say that one.
So hold, let me make sure I got all of them. Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
Yeah, we didn't do
Google. We didn't do Google Play.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
here we
all
go.
Right, Google Play.
Google Play, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. Okay, we got them all.
You can also ask Alexa to
play the One Man Revolution podcast, and it will play the most recent podcast that we have.
Which we never need.
No, Alexa, stop. Alexa, we can't afford that.
We even whispered it this time.
I did. I whispered it this time. She heard me. She's playing our last podcast. Yeah. Oh,
you can find the digital file also on our website.
On our website, onemanrevolution.org. And until next time, I am the revolutionary.
I'm the wanderer.
I'm the thespian.
I'm the Canadian.
And we're fellow travelers.
Oh, I guess that's our name. We're fellow travelers.
Yes, we
did it.
There you go. And until next time. Peace.